SBS Italian.
We are speaking to Dr. Matthew Trinca, who is the director of the National Museum of Australia. And on the 21st of September, a new exhibition is going to be opening in Canberra, Rome, City and Empire. First of all, welcome to SBS Radio and to the Italian program.
Thank you, Madrika.
Benvenuto.
Grazie mille.
This is a very important exhibition which draws from the British Museum's collection to tell the story of Rome and its empire. First of all, what are we going to be seeing here in Australia in this exhibition?
Well, things that you have never seen before from the British Museum's collection. There's more than 260 objects from ancient Rome that comprise the show. Among them are 35 marble statues or reliefs, including a massive 2.4 metre tall sculpture of a Roman magistrate. Just when you enter the exhibition, it's followed by other glorious pieces of Roman statuary in marble. It's a fabulous show.
And as you were mentioning just now, we're going to be seeing extremely precious objects, artifacts from the Roman Empire. How difficult was it to organise such an exhibition, bringing objects like that to Australia all the way from the UK?
Well, that's an immense challenge. When you think about the scale of some of these works, that statue of the Roman magistrate that I just mentioned weighs more than a ton just on its own. So you can imagine the difficulties that are posed by bringing this collection halfway around the world from the vaults of the British Museum. In fact, that statue also took more than 200 hours of conservation work to prepare for travel, and it's the first time it's ever been out of the British Museum. So you're right, this was a massive logistical challenge, incredibly expensive, but we think it's important to bring this collection here to Australia for Australians to share in really the wonder of Rome and to come to some sense of this place that is still at the very centre of our imaginations.
The exhibition lasts for a few months until the 3rd of February 2019. So there's going to be lots of other events which are related to the exhibition, the main exhibition as well. Is it going to be a chance also to discover a little bit more about the history of Rome and its legacy?
Of course, you know, this is the thing about Rome. It's almost impossible to imagine the course of human history without understanding the part that Rome played in the development of human knowledge and experience. It really was a civilization that changed the world. And the exhibition ranges across 1,500 years of Roman life and experience, from the time that it was a monarchy through to its republican days and then the empire. So from about 900 years before Christ to about 600 years after Christ. That's a massive range, a massive span of human history. And of course, at its height, Rome was responsible for territories across not just Western Europe, but also North Africa, the Middle East, Turkey, and beyond. More than 5 million square kilometres of terrain that was controlled from Rome, more than 100 million people within the Roman Empire, which was itself more than a quarter of the world's population at the time. It's extraordinary when you think about it now.
It is an extraordinary history. This is also the third show you are doing in collaboration with the British Museum. Are there going to be more exhibitions like this?
Well, you know, one of the great things about this opportunity is to also welcome next week the director of the British Museum, Hartwig Fischer, to Canberra. It's the first time that he will have visited us since he became director of that museum. And we will sign next week a new memorandum of understanding between our institutions that really talks about the future we'll share, as well as reflecting upon the past decade or so when we've been working in partnership with them. And so, yes, I can tell you and your listeners that there will be more exhibitions from the British Museum coming to this country. We continue to do research work with them in combination in the United Kingdom and elsewhere, And we're looking also for the exchange of members of our staff in each institution to have the experience of working in the other in the way that we've done in the past, and which of course led to the work we did in 2015, which examined the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander collections that are held at the British Museum and led to a major show in London and then in Canberra in that year.
Dr. Trinka, I know we agreed at the beginning of the interview we'd be speaking in English all the time, but I need to ask you a few questions about your Italian background because some of our listeners will be wondering about your surname. Where is your family from?
Well, we're from the Valtellina, in fact, and you're quite right. I should be doing this interview in Italian, but it's just a sign of how preoccupied these days are. I am in matters Australian and the responsibilities of the museum.
Not at all, don't worry about it.
I was saying to you before the interview that I feel as if I've lost almost all the Italian that I've known in the past. But it is true, my family's from the area north of Lago di Como in Valtellina, and my father came here to Australia just before the Second World War. And my mother's family was born, she was born here, but my mother's family actually came from the same area, from the same villages, not very far from Tirano in Valtellina.
When did they migrate to Australia?
So that my mother's family in 1923 is my recollection, 1924. She was the first child in her generation born in Australia. She's got two elder siblings that were born in Italy. And then my father in 1938.
And so where did you grow up?
Oh, here. In Canberra. In fact, in Perth, because my mother's family went to the Perth Hills and were orchardists and market gardeners there. And my father was in Melbourne and then went gold mining during the war, at first in Kalgoorlie, and then worked on the woodlines. For those people that know about the story of the woodlines, around Kalgoorlie, where wood was cut, transported to the city so it could be used to fuel the boilers to generate electricity for that mining town. And then he went down to Perth and he met my sister through her family. And the rest is history, as they say.
Per parlare solo un secondo in italiano, parlava italiano con i suoi genitori? Did you speak Italian with them?
Qualche volta, ma non tanto, perché la mamma parla l'inglese come la prima lingua e dopo anche il mio padre pensava era meglio nella famiglia parlare in inglese a quel tempo. Allora non abbiamo imparato l'italiano tanto nella famiglia, ma dopo all'università, infatti.
I suspect your Italian is much better than what you said at the beginning.
No, it's fine when I'm talking about things that I know, but talking about ancient Rome is a complicated subject. I can barely get my head around it in English, to tell you the truth, Madriga.
Fair enough. Thank you so much for being with us, and good luck with the exhibition.
It's a great pleasure, and thank you for your time today. Grazie a lei.
Dicci la tua. Segui la pagina SBS Italian su Facebook e sul profilo Twitter SBS Italian.